You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back. What's up, Big Wigs? Here we are in the studio for the last time ever. No, the show is not ending. No, we're not burning down the building, but Mike is moving.
That's right.
This is a sappy time. You just told us. You were like, this is the last one here.
Crazy.
It's not as sappy as you'd think. I think we're moving to a place where things are going to be so much better for both the audio and the video product.
Great.
Obviously, we have these very noisy neighbors we've addressed on the show before. They're in there having a fucking put together furniture party. That's a nightmare, and it's very loud. But I think if you're watching on YouTube, the shot's going to look cooler. We're moving to this kind of like cool Brooklyn-y loft kind of place.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I think
love
it's going to be
loft.
Awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait.
More space.
I know. I don't think a lot of the listeners realize, if you're listening to this episode, there are people next to us who have created QVC in this building, and they are literally standing there.
Yeah,
selling shit on TikTok or whatever
it
is.
We've got TikTok shop. Last week there was a kids camp next door also.
A lot is going on.
it's really
a camp, summer camp.
Starting a podcasting business out of a co-working space.
It's tough.
Hindsight, you know, we had to do it to get started, but absolutely, you know, we're moving up. So
we're moving on up.
Yeah. Spoken from the producer.
So
much room for activities in our new studio. Can't wait. It's just going to be we're on the ups.
I think so. I'm excited for it.
Me too.
A sign in the right direction.
Dre just stormed in here from DC. I don't even know like who to compare you to right now. I wish I had a reference.
A bull in a china shop.
I don't know.
I have three bags with me. I just left my car at some parking lot. I don't even know where it's at. Of course, as I walked down the street, there was a parking spot directly in front of the building.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. But you know what? The car is there. Sorry. And I told you guys, you can completely roast me today. Just roast my timeliness, appearance. Just use this time to roast
me. You got nice new kicks on. They look brand new. So she was like, roast me. And I'm like, these look like new sneakers.
Roast
Is that really
me.
Where you were? She was buying a pair of new sneakers.
Yeah, right. I've had these for a couple years. Roast
they
me.
Clean. They look clean.
Thank you.
How was DC?
Went from DC for my brother's 40th, then to Philly for my friend's surprise engagement, then back to DC because my family's selling their home. So I have just been on a whirlwind. And for the last 2 days, I was at an antique roadshow because we're selling my family home. And I
the
feel
one
like
you wanted to write a whole show about.
And let me tell you, I got more content this time. Okay. My uncle's in the hospital for a hernia. So he's on the line and he's, you know, by marriage. We're not blood related, but my aunt is married to him. He's very much a part of the family now. So my aunt's there, my other aunt's there, and my mom, and they're all distributing, you know, the antique list, of course. And it's a Little Miss Sunshine.
This was your mom's home?
Yes, it's been in our family for six generations. We've owned it for over 100 years. So there's like all these old heirlooms that are not even heirlooms. They're like broken. There's termite infested wooden statues they bought in Tuscany on a travel, but they're in.
Don't take those.
Let a cousin have those.
All I'm saying is, you know, sorry.
It's okay.
I don't mean for it to sound, you know, very uppity because all these things are extremely old. So if you went to an antique roadshow, I mean, you might get $20, you know, but they have sentimental value. So we're splitting it up and there's some like sterling silver wedding stuff, but it's just a scene out of a movie.
And here's the thing, out of the whole family, no one wanted the house anymore though. They were everyone like, we're good to get rid of it.
Everyone wanted the house. No one wanted to be the one to put in probably $250,000 of repairs.
Got it.
It's an old, old townhouse. Now, if you look on the website for the listing of the house looks goddamn beautiful, like straight out of House of Cards.
Well, you gotta look good if you're going on the website.
I go, damn, this listing looks fire.
Yeah,
like, look where we live.
No one's seen my real face on Instagram in like 7 years. So,
It's like the New York City
house.
Apartments.
House has got to look shiny on a listing site. Yeah,
the way they make that crown molding look white as snow, it's like New York City. They make those, I don't know, they use the AI. I don't know what they're doing, but these pictures look phenomenal. it's like, wait a minute, I want to live here now.
After there are those fish lenses, you know, you go on Craigslist, there's a fish lens, and people make a fucking, you know, 200 square foot apartment in New York City look like a palace.
Yeah, do you ever see those videos? Even just the like, come into my apartment videos on YouTube that they do?
Yeah,
where they're just
using
like
a different lens.
Yeah, and you're seeing literally, it'll be like 350 square feet, mm-hmm. and it looks like somebody's living in a spacious, like, apartment in the plaza somewhere. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I want everyone to remember that next time you're looking at an apartment or at my face on Instagram, nothing's real.
Or at my face.
Nothing's real.
You know? It's wild.
And it's funny because if you don't use a filter or, you know, if you, like, you have to kind of tell people that. Do you know what I mean? You have
totally.
I have to be like, guys, big day. That's it. Or like, this is actually, I love when you see like people list their homes and they have like laundry on the bed or something. And you're like, really? That's the only time you could take the photo?
It's like, wild to me. That shouldn't even be allowed. Like the things that they removed from the pictures that I noticed in our own home.
Oh, yeah.
It was magical. Like there were some boxes. Of course, they just removed that. There's an app for that.
I it's crazy. I took a photo with a friend and they were like, hold on, let me remove the car behind us. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I wouldn't even think to do that. Maybe that's my millennial old grandma brain. But I was like, oh, okay, sure. Like, then it's like a better background. And I was
leave
like,
it in there.
Right.
Right.
Weird.
Striking.
AI is coming for us, you know?
Quick.
Oh my God, they all are. Oh yeah.
Did I tell you how my mom's obsessed with AI? Did I talk about this when I was like, I don't know what to wear for this event. I literally told my mom, I don't know what to wear, what I want to wear for this event. And she was like, just ask AI.
Ask AI?
I go, Mom, what does that mean?
And she goes, she asks Siri, what should I wear?
Literally, I don't, not Siri, like AI, like in a like chat thing where like, because I said, Mom, first of all, I had so many questions. I was like, huh? Couldn't you have just said like the pants or the skirt? Like I was like, wait, what? And she literally, this is how we know we're doomed, because the boomers are fucking going for AI right now, like hardcore. Because she goes, yeah, my friend who I play tennis with, she was just straight up like, oh, I got this email. I have to write back, but I don't really know what I want to say. And she's like, so she just asked AI and AI wrote a great email. And I was like, ChatGPT? My mom's like, whatever that is. And so my mom's like, so you could just ask them anything. And I'm like, what the fuck is my mom asking AI these days?
She's like, really utilizing this, huh?
I can see boomers loving AI.
Loving it.
Because boomers love optimizing.
She loves it so much.
They loved Google.
She's having AI parent me now. And I'm like, Mom, can you help me with something? What should I wear? And she's like, just ask AI.
Right. So you don't even know if you're getting the right response from your mom anymore.
Not anymore.
It's just coming from ChatGPT.
Once I know her texts are longer than like, my mom writes CU, like, you know how you like write cunt, like CU and like, my mom's like CU and Tuesday. And I'm like, Mom, you can't write things like
that.
That's how my mom texts.
Yeah.
She'll be like KK or like peace sign or like just like one. So once the text start coming in with more, you know, words and sentences, I'm like, that's when we know she's gone to AI for her text.
This has fully transformed itself. My mom's on the opposite end of the spectrum. Doesn't use phones, can't see, so she has no idea that AI even exists, and she just tells me the world's ending. I just get the full-on, like, Armageddon talk. Like, AI, don't use it, don't use it, it's scary, you want to answer your for yourself. Okay, sure.
Your parents are very traditional, I feel like, and the home kind of reflects that, right?
For
the,
sure.
Like, antique, like, you know. The crown moldings, like, she's like, her parents are, they're religious, they're like good people.
They're good people.
Yeah. You know?
They're their good traditional family. Yes.
My parents were fucking wild cards.
Oh, yeah.
How long have they been together, your parents?
Almost 40 years in October.
Oh, my God. That's a
high
long time.
High school sweethearts.
That's wild.
Yeah, but also, so your parents have been together, but they set such a standard because you really don't see it as much anymore. And so
like
I'm just looking at
their
lives.
People have been together a long time?
Yeah. Or high school sweethearts. They just kind of accepted. Like, they could have gotten divorced a while ago, but they're like, nah, we're going to stick it out. We're going to stick it out.
I always think my parents still might get divorced.
It could happen any day, right?
One day my mom's going to come to her senses and be like, hold on. I could date one of these hot students of mine.
No,
she'd
actually.
Kill me for saying that. But
she's like, Anna,
it's a little questionable, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My parents are also very independent. So, like, who knows if they've had other relationships throughout these years anyway, you know?
They just wouldn't share something like that.
No, they wouldn't.
You'll find out way long down the road.
Didn't we tell you when we thought my mom was a lesbian for a little while? And my sister and I like did a lot of deep digging. We were like, she has had a girlfriend and we know who she is. And my mom's really weird about it.
Yeah.
And like my mom, this woman lives in LA and she doesn't listen to the podcast because I know she must follow me on social media,
right?
Because my mom would be like, don't post me. I don't want her to see that I'm in town. And I'm like, what?
That's a little sus.
When
this
was
is
this,
an old mom's friend.
This woman was obsessed with my mom.
And this was like a fling?
This was, I think they had a fling at some point some time ago, because here's the other thing. My dad is very, he's a scary man, but he's like fine to all my mom's friends. He's nice to all of them. He hates this one.
Uh-oh.
And they got in a fight once, and like there's beef, and it's a weird beef, and even my brother doesn't like this person. It's really, all of us have had a taste of this person, and we're like, why don't we like this person? Did she ruin my parents' marriage?
Oh my god! You should follow that path. You should open that Pandora box.
No, like, every time I bring it up, my mom path. Is like,
I don't even see her anymore. I don't want to talk about her. I stayed at her house once, okay, and I even got the ick, and I was like, red flags all around this situation.
What
it's a big
story.
Old red flag.
It's a weird thing. I don't know how we got onto that. Oh, because my parents are wild cards, and my parents probably. Like,
how long have your parents been together, Anna?
38 years.
Wow. Again, still. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another long-standing relationship.
Not high school sweethearts. My parents are way older. They met on a blind date at a Phillies game and then got engaged within 6 months, got married, and had me within soon after.
We don't need to do the math here, please.
We don't need to do the math, but yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely wild.
But my mom loves when my dad's gone. Like, that's why I have to get to Philly tonight, because my mom is literally like, we're going because my dogs are getting neutered at her vet tomorrow, but... She was like, I made a reservation for 8 p.m. I'm like, Mom, okay, I'll do my best. And she's like, your dad's out. Like, let's go
your
get
dad's
sushi.
Out.
Like, she's so excited. He's got an event. He won't be home until after 10. It's our night. I'm like, okay, lady.
That kind of is nice, though. I mean,
she's
like,
so excited.
Yeah, the fact that you guys have a little night together.
Without Richie? Yeah, it's
yeah.
Always good.
It's a girls' night. It's for the girls.
No, it's Jared and the girls, but, you know.
It's for the girls.
That all checks out. Yeah, that checks out.
I guess Jared
and
girls.
My mom, both of them were annoying me today because Jared Amazoned, like donuts and, like, onesies for the dogs after their surgery and
to
my parents' place. And then, like, my mom... They don't have like a doorman anymore. So my mom's like, I can't find the packet. And Jared, and I'm like, stop going through me. Like, I don't want to be on this group chat. Like,
yes.
It's me, Jared, and my mom. That's the group chat always. And they're annoyed. I was like, you guys are. And then she calls me and she's like, I have to call my cleaning lady because I think she took it upstairs, but I'm not upstairs. I'm like, Mom, call Jared. Like, I'm not the middleman for this.
I didn't order the cones.
I didn't order anything.
I can't. Thank God that we have somebody checking our mail, though, because I don't know where. I had like a couple packages land in my Brooklyn. I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Let's hope they made it. What?
Anything good?
I think my friend's asking me to be a bridesmaid. So she was checking in on that.
More. More weddings.
Trey, I'm going to answer that one for you.
Oh my God.
We're going to say, actually, I can't.
I really was just excited to share that news.
I wish you the love in your life, but like, I can't.
This is literally, I mean, we're approaching intervention time.
It might be.
For wedding stuff that you do.
Yeah, the wedding season
Honestly,
stuff.
I like this movie premise of us planning an intervention for our friend who goes to way too many weddings, okay?
Just cannot help herself.
God damn it, I love myself some more
love,
derps.
Love.
I love love, but here's the thing. I am so scared. My mom was talking about it because I just went to my friend's surprise engagement, and my mom goes, okay, so I've decided you're either getting married in Chicago, Italy, or D.C.,
Wait, what?
She's already thinking of my wedding because I've been to so many
Has
of my
Nick
friends' engagements.
Asked her for her
Absolutely
hand,
not.
Your hand in
but
marriage?
She's already thinking about it. She's like, God, you've been to so many engagements, so many weddings. What are you doing? And here's my thing. I love love, but for me, the thought of like planning a wedding, it seems so much. I love to just be a bridesmaid, show up, eat the hors d'oeuvres, pop the champagne, have me a day at the altar, but not me standing on the altar.
Do you ever want to get married?
Of course, but I definitely think like I've been to so many that I'm like, okay, I don't need it for myself right now, but I'm so excited for my friends.
That's nice.
Like, I love love, but it does, the thought of it, I don't know if it's overwhelming or it just doesn't need to happen for me right now. There's no timeline.
Yeah, I'm like a couple surgeries away from getting married.
Listen, we all have timelines, okay? Some of us, it's procedures.
I gotta be like, facelift, you know, like my skin is amazing. I just look like so young and hot, but I'm not. And people are
you
like,
you have that skin.
People are like, oh, I can't get I over can't how good believe. You look. And I'm like, I know. And I'm a bride.
You need to look like a 22 year old.
And I'm a bride.
That's the thing.
I'm going to shock you all one day and be like, hey guys, I actually am getting married.
I'll be very excited.
Thanks.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I would be shocked.
No, we won't be. What do
you mean? If you announced that you guys were going to get actually married.
Maybe after 15 years of being in a relationship.
Okay, so yeah.
Where are you guys at now? Here's the thing. You got 8 with Jared?
8 years. But I want to be able to pay for it all and not stress about any of that. And it's just like a thing we decide to do because we have a lot of money and we're like so happy to throw a big party. Right. I don't care. I know that sounds...
Absolutely.
That's not the whole point of marriage. And some people elope and that's beautiful and everyone wants to do it their own way. But I just feel like I'm okay with how things are right now. I don't need to change it.
Well, that's the... It's funny you say that because I actually think it's not about... It's not the way to look at like marriage. It's the way to... No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
It's the way to look at a wedding. Because I think in a manner of speaking, it's like the reason why I'm thinking I probably wouldn't be surprised or can't figure out if I would be surprised is because I kind of think of you and Jared as like,
yeah, a lot
married
of people
already.
Say your husband, and I always correct
8 years. Yeah, I mean.
Do you know how many podcasts I've done? They're like, and your husband? And I'm like, hello, I am like a proud single woman
on
paper.
Do you see a ring on his finger?
Not even remotely close.
Look at my W4. Okay. Yeah. W2. What are I sending? Whatever they are. You know?
Yeah, whatever.
Every job has
the
a different form.
But I think
I swear.
I check single on all of them, guys.
I think that's the right way to look at a wedding, for sure.
Yes,
I mean,
at
to
a wedding.
Do it at like,
and it's, I think some people blur the lines of marriage and wedding.
Totally.
I think most people probably
100%. People want to have the party.
Yeah.
But the, you know, it's a,
and they
want to
celebrate it. And I think it's like my friend who I went to, they've been together 10 years and they had a really nice wedding. I think there were like 100 people there. It was like a beautiful setting. It was like no stakes though. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe it seemed that way from my perspective and they were like freaking out and they had a lot to play. I know they had like family to coordinate and whatever and they did it all themselves, which was really
admirable. Impressive. Yeah.
But, yeah, but it was like very chill compared to a lot of weddings that I've been to, you know, even the like, you know, the ceremony was very like relaxed and everything.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's just the more and more these things get bigger and bigger. It's so insane to me.
Like, well, now it's trickling into your mom's brain because she's already planning your wedding.
Yeah, she is. She really is.
Did you ask her what location she wants?
Well, she was thinking that Chicago would be great because Nick's from Chicago and we'll make our way over there. We've got Nick's got connections over there. And they
really
won't
wants
be in
to marry,
DC anymore. I think she just wants me to start thinking about it because I'm so happy to think about my friends. Like, I just traveled to Philadelphia for my friend's surprise engagement. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even a bachelorette party. It wasn't even a wedding. It was the engagement at this Philadelphia Union soccer game during halftime, you know?
Was it fun?
It was absolutely amazing. But when we get down to the details.
Was he a soccer player?
She kind of planned it. No, she's the host for all the like halftime shows.
Got it.
So my mom is like, your friends are doing all these crazy events. Like, you've got to get in on it. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't even
That's
wipe
so
my
nice
own
of
ass.
You to go and do that.
Well, like, there was actually 100 people there. Like,
oh
for
my
the,
God.
Like, her family, his family, her friends, all of her, like, work friends. It's a big thing. So then when you start seeing all these big events.
I don't
like,
know enough people to do something like that. That's why I'm like,
am I
just
do?
Put that out of your brain, honey. You're not going to have a big engagement. No one's going to be there.
She's a big radio personality in Philly.
Q102.
Yeah. Q102. So she's got a lot of connections.
We love
work
Q102.
Friends. We love Q102.
That was my station growing up. That and B101, which no longer exists, but like, you know, B101 played like the ABBA, the like, you know, the old school shit for me. You know what I mean?
Is ABBA considered yacht rock?
No, I don't think so. I think
ABBA's more
close,
disco than yacht rock.
They're closer to disco, I think.
Yes, I guess that is. Yeah.
Why are you into yacht rock lately? Jared likes yacht rock. I feel like,
of course,
once
Jared,
in a while,
of course,
the yacht rock comes on the Sirius.
I mean, it is summertime, and we are in a goddamn heat wave. So yeah, yacht rock's on the mind.
Yacht rock
is on
red,
the
red
mind.
Red wine a yacht rock song?
I think I would consider it a yacht rock. Can you look up yacht rock?
Yacht
and what
specifications?
Is like, what is like, the actual
it's like,
definition
it's
of yacht
like,
rock?
It, you know,
I think when I think yacht rock, I think like Christopher Cross. I think the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
I think
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You can throw them in there.
I think it's the Beach Boys in their own league, in their own category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love the Beach Boys.
Let's see if there's an actual definition for yacht rock.
Okay.
There's got to be
for us.
Anything you play on a boat.
Right. So you had a crazy weekend.
Yes, crazy weekend.
A lot
I'm
of life
so
events.
Sorry that my mind is completely in a whirlwind.
That's okay.
So yeah, it's time to get back to biz.
It's back. We're back to biz.
It is.
I had an uneventful weekend.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's after a couple weekends, like you just need a chill, uneventful weekend. Yeah.
I did do something fun last week. I went to the Kelly Clarkson show with my friend Melissa Rivers.
Absolutely. I meant to ask you about that. I think I liked... Cool this sentence. Is me trying to stay on top of your stuff. I like your stories. Just know that I'm watching and I'm
Thanks
liking.
Thanks for watching my story.
Just know that I'm watching and I want to ask
Thanks
about it later.
Thanks for watching. It was so fun. She's the best. I really love Melissa. And here's the thing, you know, when people are like, my friend today at lunch was like, what's your goal in life? And I was like, he's like, your character. I'm like, I can't like list it right now. I have a couple goals, but it's hard to like say
Thank God, because I feel the same.
And when people talk about like your impressions and stuff, I'm like, nothing really comes of the impression, unless you're booking Saturday Night Live. Nothing is like, the impression is not going to make or break your life. But I do think they lead to different things, and it's like a baseline of something that leads to something else. And like the fact that I'm now friends with Melissa because I did a Joan Rivers impression is just like such a fun thing that happened in life. And I hope we get to like do a project together or something.
Absolutely.
But I'm like, for now, she's just so fun. And it was so nice of her to like, you know, bring me to be, I was like her hype girl at Kelly. It was so
I
fun.
I love it. Yeah, you couldn't imagine a better, exactly what you just said about what your impressions can bring you. People are always like, what is the goal of the impressions?
It's something you like to do. You're good at. So you do it. But you don't know where they go. Like, you don't know what comes out. I mean, that's how we met.
Exactly.
Like if neither of us did impressions, I don't know that we'd be sitting here right now.
Right.
And I think about that. Like, you don't know what leads you to the next gig or relationship or, you know, I don't know, anything.
It's Gold. So true. You were on the Kelly Clarkson show with Melissa Rivers.
But I didn't get to meet Kelly. I got to say that. I didn't get to meet Kelly. Here's the thing. Oh. I know. I was like, keep your shit together, Anna. I live for Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
Right.
Like since day one, since she won that night, I voted for her. And then I downloaded on Napster when her voice cracked when she performed a moment like this. Like I was obsessed.
Yeah.
So to meet her would be like a real check off my list. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was their last day of production, though. So the vibes were just like, I hung out with her like PR people, but who were so sweet. But I was just like, we were kind of sitting in the green room. And then, you know, they were like, there's not really that much room out there. And we have to wrap a lot up. And there were a lot of set pieces all around. And all these people who work on the show were like, have a good summer. Have a good summer. And I was like, oh, my God, it's literally last day of school vibes. So I couldn't be like, excuse me, can I meet Kelly Clarkson?
I know you guys are trying to like say hi.
Who are you?
And write each other's
friend
yearbook. You're in the posse. You're considered in the posse. You're in the friend group.
It was so funny. But the craziest thing happened that day. She was so funny about it though. Just like the line. She's innately a comedian. And she was like, she had to deal with something because in the press, Donald Trump, you'll love this. Donald Trump said in the press, you can look this up online.
Oh, God.
He said that Joan Rivers voted for him in the 2016 election. And Melissa had to make had to comment on this because she was sort of like, well, it's great he's saying this and all, but my mom died in 2014.
I was like, is she going to bring out the quote? No, she doesn't need to. She does not even
I love that he's just like, I'm like, and he's just out there saying these kinds of things. Like, and it was like in print, like on, you know, and she's like, oh, she was so funny. I want to give her credit because she said the funniest line where she was like, I didn't know how far an absentee ballot could go.
That's great.
She could have a whole into the page other realm of one-liners. It was so funny. And I'm like, literally. I can't believe that's something that you even have to like deal with in your day. Like, it was just, I just love that, like, you know, that is something that comes up in your life and that you have to address. It was so funny.
That's
you know?
Hilarious. He just doesn't think anybody's fact-checking anything he says.
Like, who knows? But I'm like, you're two years, like,
2 years too late, buddy. Sorry.
So weird. So funny.
That's hilarious. How's the set? Is it humongous?
No, because I couldn't go and watch.
Oh, they had you in the green room with the, on it. But her green rooms are really nice.
Really nice.
That I've seen literally in videos
I
on her social
some
team.
Some snacks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good
you know,
green room snacks.
I got a little charcuterie meats. I got some popcorn.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They had charcuterie.
You know, I wouldn't say it was like glamorous. And it's so funny because like Melissa was talking about the green rooms that have been the best of shows
while
she's done.
In Kelly Clarkson's
and
green
it
room.
Sounds like it's the chef shows, you know, obviously, because like you can't have bad food on like, you know, fucking
Top Chef, whatever.
Rachel Ray, Martha Stewart, any of those shows.
Oh, those.
Like the talk shows hosted by like legit chefs.
Yes.
So, you know, Kelly's like kind of thin these days. I'm surprised I got to meet it all.
Kelly's like, you can have a carrot steak and a celery, bitch. And have, and that's
she lost so much weight.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She looks good.
She, yeah.
She looks, oh, thanks Mike, from the rafters.
Yeah, Mike, she looks tight.
What, is it a bad thing to say?
No, absolutely she looks not. Great.
Paying a nice woman that I've met before who is very nice, a nice compliment.
I also imagine when you're Mike very Smart. Rich and you lose like weight, like I imagine there's a team of people helping you with it. You know, you're not, because some people are like, too much is, weight. Right? And I'm like, you know what? She probably is doing it in a way that is healthy for her because mm-hmm. she has the means to like measure that.
I am sure. Absolutely.
Micros.
Yeah. It's not like you're looking at somebody like waste away because they're just kind of like unhealthy. It's,
and she had a terrible breakup. Like, let her get hot and feel good.
Absolutely. That was a really big time when she broke up from it was her manager /
it was bad. Her husband, right. The father of her kids. Right. And it was an ugly divorce from what I remember, or breakup. I don't know if they're divorced.
Divorces take a long time.
There was something I was going to say. Oh, that is the best part of a breakup, though. Like, you get hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get really hot. It's not the hottest I ever was was after my breakup.
What is it about a breakup that I guess you just kind of want to reinvent yourself? You chop off your hair. You get your hair colored. You lose a couple. You just like get tight again.
You are
you
don't fueled even have to by try. Vendetta.
Yeah, you don't even have to try, though. So true. I think it's the only time in your lives when you don't like, have to put in too them. Much effort, because the universe just kind of is like, let's just make you sad.
Yep.
So you're
well, it's a mixture of things, because you also get comfy in a relationship. Like, you want to share a meal together. You'll do a little cheat meals. You like want to have ice cream together.
Yeah. When I first started dating Jared, I was like, yeah, I'll smoke pot. I don't smoke pot, but I was like, let me be the cool girl he wants me to be.
Of course. Yeah, truly.
I say too much on air, don't I?
No.
You don't say enough.
I don't say enough.
Anna, you're a really good sharer. And I've noticed that I love to listen to everything you share. I won't share as much. And I'm like, Dre, you got to share more.
We got
to
get it out of you.
We got to get it out of me. But yeah, no, post-breakup is hotness. There's a Real Housewife, Kelly Ben Simone. She was only on for a couple seasons.
I know Kelly Ben Simone. Yeah.
She broke off her wedding 4 days before the wedding because he wouldn't sign the prenup.
Wow.
Oof. She was like, I'm getting out.
Good for her.
I was going to say, would that make or break when he doesn't sign up? He doesn't want to sign a prenup?
Yep.
There comes a point where you have to look out for yourself above everything else.
Right. But it is a tough thing. I actually don't know. I mean, now that we're talking about money, but I don't know who's worth more.
Yeah.
Everybody should sign a prenup.
Everybody should sign a prenup?
I think everybody. Yeah.
Not high school sweethearts. What are they going to give? Teddy bears?
I think everybody should sign a prenup, whether you have money or not. I mean, if you can afford a lawyer to write it up, I guess, but... I think so many people get so fucked, and I think divorces get so much messier because you're fighting over things as opposed to, like, a lot of times, maybe not a lot of times, but you could probably amicably end a relationship if nobody feels like they're getting fucked over, you know? And I think that's so probably true. A better way to live than you know? Life is long, man. I mean, every relationship goes 40 years.
I know.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a really long time.
It is.
Someone asked me the other day, who gets what puppy in the divorce of me and Jared? And right. I literally was like, he gets both.
You're out?
He gets both? There is, no.
I'll be like the deadbeat dad on weekends.
Are
I'll
we
be like,
hearing this?
I'll be like, Jared.
There's no fucking way that's happening.
Yeah, there is. Not with Bobby Flay, but with these dogs, I think he's earned the father status. But I do believe that I would be like, hey, I have Sunday off. I'll take the dogs for like a day.
Now let me ask.
Wait, I would love.
Is this because if you and Jared broke up, single Anna is back and there's just no time for dogs?
No, it's because Jared ordered the cones and he.
Is that, I mean, is that
I
it?
I just think they'll be taken better care of with him.
I see. Okay. I'm just curious.
I don't know how crazy I would be, you know? I'm like 90 years old now. Like, do I still have it in me to like go out till 6 a.m. and like
wrangle around some puppies,
hook up with people?
It's like, not even the 6 a.m. thing. I can tell you as a single man without a dog who
has
dated.
How many 6 a.m. nights you have
it all day? Get a dog, Mike.
No, people have told me that. I don't know that I could responsibly take care of a dog.
Here's the thing about having it, and I'll just say one thing because I got Bobby so young. You don't even think of it as responsibility. You just have
to
love. Do it.
Yeah, right.
You just like, you don't think of it as like, ugh, I wish I didn't have to go and walk my dog. Like, I guess in the snow, yes, but like,
yeah,
you don't think of it. It becomes just a part of the routine. Like, you brush your teeth, you feed your dog, you do this, you do that, you know.
Anyway, continue.
I'm just saying, I know like a lot of women that like, and maybe this is just like a line, but have kind of capped dates at a certain time because they have to go and take care of the dog.
Oh yeah, it's the best.
Whereas single women never do that.
Like,
there's,
do you
want to
get another drink?
Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Exactly.
Well, when Jared and I first started seeing each other, I would never stay over his apartment. And he's like, I hate that you can't stay over. I'm like, I literally can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Right.
It's a good out, though. It's a good safe out.
It's nice.
It is.
Nice.
So, I mean, it is, you can weaponize it in the right way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
It is frustrating when you're just like, the dog, it'll be fine. Just hang out and have another martini. You know?
Yeah, that's true. See, and I need an out. I'm actually, my new thing is fostering senior dogs.
That's your new thing?
I saw on Instagram and I'm really into it. And maybe that'll be my out for all these future dates.
Sorry,
I don't exist.
That's hard though, because if they have health issues, you're reliable.
Well, they're taken care of. So this rescue has them, they fix all their issues. And then you just basically give them a good last year.
Oh God, that's so sad.
But they're cute, you know. Some of them have one eye.
That'd be too hard.
One of them has a limp.
To know they're gonna go soon.
Well, instead of getting euthanized, you get to keep them and see them off into the blue green pastures of doggy heaven.
That's like signing up to like cry a lot.
Yeah, why do you want to do that?
I think it's a beautiful thing to do. I don't disagree
with it, but I don't know that I mentally could do it.
I know it would be really hard. I think I would be able to just know that I gave them a good last couple years or months. Mm-hmm. I guess the video that they
check
made.
Out the farmer's dog if you want to give your dog a couple more years.
Whoa, plug here.
Promo code Anna.
Promo code and linked in my Instagram. Okay,
absolutely
linked up there. Yeah,
and I've been slacking on the ads, and I had a potential manager, and she was like, "Yo, you haven't posted on TikTok in goddamn a month." I went to go check today while driving. Don't ever do that. And I realized I haven't posted on TikTok in a month.
I thought you were going to say I crashed my car. I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
Okay, my
it's
car
okay.
Is.
I've been more relaxed on TikTok too because I feel like I haven't seen, I don't know, TikTok hasn't been like.
I know. Doesn't matter. People are watching us apparently. And we got to stay on it.
Yeah.
And I'm the last person to say this, meaning we have 15 billion videos to post that I need to edit.
There's a lot to edit. I literally was like, I could spend the next 2 weeks every day and edit a video. Yeah. Not even just us, in terms of my own content too, that I haven't put out. Like, I have multiple impressions I never even put out that I was like, oh, right, I did shoot that. Oh my God, I didn't have that idea. Oh, I have made so many more soups that I haven't edited and I like really want to do
my
that.
My soups!
I'm going to put out a soup this week. You guys both better be the first comments on it, okay?
Is it like a spot show? Because it's 98 degrees outside.
Well,
if
no,
you send it to me when you post it, so I definitely see it.
Sure.
I'm on it. I'm
did
it.
A tomato soup. It's tomato season almost. So tomato soup season,
it's
honestly.
It's tomato season, bitches.
It really is. Jared thinks it's so impressive that I know every season.
Low key, big wig flex. Knowing the veggie fruit. Seasons.
Stone fruit season, honey. That's where we're at.
High key, I think. Not even low key.
And high key? Okay. Yeah. High key.
Garlic high key. Scapes the other day. Because
you lost me there.
Green garlic season.
Wait a minute. Is it bad if a green root grows from the garlic?
Yeah. She done.
She done?
Pretty much.
I was
or you can like
Nick
grow garlic, I guess.
And he goes, he was so offended being the Italian.
It's like when
he
a potato
is.
Gets a spud. Like you're
oh,
like,
oh my God. I was cutting the green as if it was like the freshest garlic. I was like, look at this fresh garlic, Nick. It's just plucked from
that's
the ground.
That's when I throw it out.
Yeah. Nick was like, Dre, that's disgusting. It's time to throw it out. I was like, what are you talking about? This is a fucking delicious garlic. He's like, Dre, it has the green sprout. I go, that's a sign of freshness. So that's the opposite.
The opposite. It's old.
I should have called you up. I was like, I'm right. You're wrong, Nick. He goes, no, you're absolutely
You know I'm
wrong.
A five-star chef.
Absolutely. I never doubted you. I know you
I
are.
I think that's my next series. Instead of just soup queen, like five-star chef.
You have been posting many a different plates.
I cook a lot. Lately, I've been cooking a lot because I've been trying to eat. I've been doing this diet for my stomach, whatever. So I haven't been eating out as much. And it's very interesting because when you do that and then you eat out, you're like, oh my God, my stomach hurts after every
meal.
Totally.
Yeah.
But
you don't know what they put in that.
I've been cooking a lot.
Do you have a good prawns recipe? We can do this off air. No one needs to know about
prawns
recipe.
I don't buy a lot of prawns, like head on prawns.
Yeah. The head on prawns.
I would just grill it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A little olive oil, throw it on the grill,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp, I got a lot of recipes for. I love shrimp. I like making, and shrimp are so easy to cook. Literally, just like wait till it's pink.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all. And it takes like 2 seconds. I think we should take a break, right?
I think we should. Yeah.
Okay. Mike my hasn't God. Given me the break sign, but I feel like it's been a while.
Your instincts have served you well.
Thank you so much. You know, it's just second nature now. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
It's all fresh garlic. We'll be right back.
We're back, and I had a big wig night last night. Like,
did you?
Big night, big wig night. I went to this Motorola event for the Razer phone.
The TBT of it all.
Remember the Razer?
I saw your stories once again. I liked them.
Thanks for liking them.
Listen, I'm telling you,
I've noticed your likes on my story.
I'm telling you that I'm very present.
Okay. Here's the thing, Motorola, you guys remember the Razer phone, right?
How could we not?
Oh, I had a Razer.
Oh my God.
Dark gray Razer. That the click of that phone is just so satisfying. That was a good flip phone. The Razer was
it was the best.
The ultimate.
It started the being able to angrily end the call. Mm-hmm. You slap yes. it down. And you could also slick
you could
it
with
one
hand. StarTech too, if you really were a businessman That's back true. In the day. But
and you slam down.
It's the only flip phone that I actually remember. As like
as a flip phone.
Yeah, I know I had other flip phones, but I don't know what they were called.
Well, it you was know? Also
the Razer was
you're
like,
right.
It was
kind of
post
was
the Nokia
name.
Era, so it was kind of like we had a phone that didn't flip, and then we went back to the Razer because it was so fucking sleek, you know, it was so chill.
It was the tiniest.
I really thought I was gonna get one last night. Like I was like, well, obviously I'm going to an event for it. They're gonna give me
they
the Razer.
Give you old.
They didn't
old
give us any Razers.
Did
the
you
new
get a
one
goodie bag.
No, nothing. The
no class.
The but here's what we did get. We did get a Paris Hilton DJ set. Okay.
All right.
That's hot.
And it was so I went, Jordan was going. And so it was in Greenpoint. So we walked because she lives in Williamsburg. I live in Williamsburg. We walked over and we're like a half hour late, but it was like a long event. So we're like, whatever, go stop by whenever. And we go and there were like people dressed in black. And we're like, oh, that's probably where it is, because it was like a big building. And the address like took us there and we go over and I have the video here. I kid you not. And Paris Hilton is just there walking in. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, and there weren't that many. There were a couple paparazzi like snapping photos and there were like some security guards. But like
shocking.
And then us. And we're like, oh, my God, it's her. Wow. Like
you
we came to see her and like here she is 2 feet away. And she almost wanted more people there, I felt like, because she like walked slow and then she was holding the Razer like almost like just up to her face and she was like smiling with it. And
oh my God, she's meant to be a star.
You have
she
to see.
She loves the limelight.
Yeah. And but then someone, so we're like standing there and we're like filming. I'm like, oh my God, we're like so close. I didn't realize this would be like such a intimate event. And then someone like whips around and she's like, the entrance is on the other side of the building. And I was like, oh.
To you guys?
Yeah. I was like, oh. Okay, we were not supposed to be there or see that. And it was like...
Okay, but she was giving you a show.
Yeah, it was the funniest moment ever.
That's a professional.
That's a professional right there.
And so then we like go back around. She doesn't come on for two and a half more hours. I was like,
did
waiting.
Did you guys know that she was going to come on? You knew she was going to do
said
something.
It was, the event was like Motorola with Paris Hilton with this magician who was also there.
Nice.
But like literally it was, that was the highlight of the whole night. It was just
had to be.
Accidentally, look at this. Accidentally, I was like, wait, that's her. And then she just like walks through.
You
there
can't
she
miss
is
her.
Holding the phone. No, you can't. And then there was some chick being like walking to her. She's like, who was that person that people, and we were like Paris Hilton. She's like, I thought it was her. I was like, okay.
Girl, so did she funny. Look like a Gen Z? Because, you know, the Gen Zers might not even really know.
Know Paris?
They might not know her. Yeah.
To that degree.
Right. It's but like when people don't think the Beatles are a big deal.
2000s icon.
Yeah. I was really close to her.
Give me a play-by-play of her as a DJ, because I have, to this day, I want to go to one of her shows.
It was so fun to see her in action.
Yeah.
I'll say this, which I loved. She played a lot of old stuff because it was the Razer. So it was a lot of like throwback songs early 2000s when the Razer was like it. It was also very funny. They had like glass cases around the room of like the previous Razers, you know?
Obsessed.
So you know me, I'm like, there was my 8th grade phone and there was my 10th grade
phone. Oh my God. Absolutely.
It was a funny night. It was a very wacky night because I would say there were a lot of like content creator influencers, you know, who you would not like, you know.
Right, right.
But then there were all the Motorola like tech employees.
Oh, so the coming together of the crowds was funny.
The tech people all got Razers. And I was like, I was not invited to some event before the event. you know, and then
to get the razor.
It was so funny because I walked up to try and sit somewhere and a woman's like, do you have a token? And I was like, a token? And she's like, if you don't have tokens, you can't sit in this section. And I was like, okay. I didn't know we were like classified.
This is an NFT section. She's like,
you can go in the, she's like, you can stand over on the side or in the back. And I was like, well, that's where I was until I saw this empty seat, you know?
Okay.
It was,
No, are they bringing back like a new Motorola or what
there's
was
a new
purpose?
Razor.
There is a new Razor.
There is a new Razor. I will say it's cool as hell. It like flips open, but there's a screen on either side. Like, this I've Razor is working it. Hard, but they were like, put down your brick, you know, like wink, wink iPhones. Yeah. Meanwhile, the entire room is just holding up their iPhones, filming Paris Hilton.
That's how you gotta do it.
The irony of being at a phone release party. And she's
everyone
up there,
has an Apple.
She's up there DJing. It was fun to see her like doing
her thing.
You know? But then like every so often she like was obviously contracted. It was like every 10 minutes she'd be like, I didn't stay for very long. I just wanted to see her go up. I'm like, I saw her early.
Yeah.
I got to go home and eat and go to bed. She would every so often turn to the crowd and hold up her razor phone and like take selfies with
her. Oh my God. She's an icon.
She is an icon. And I thought, you know what? How carefree and fun she is right now. I mean, her life is amazing.
Yeah.
And I loved her intro too. You could tell she cared about her intro because she was also like, and she's a hot mom.
She gave them like the whole script. Say I'm a hot mom. Say I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
It is crazy though. I think she's one of the top selling female DJs like of our time.
I believe it.
You know,
she had a good song. She played "I'm Looking for a Man in Finance."
Stop.
Blue eyes, but for like 20 seconds. You know how those songs all like bleed into each other. And but I was like, it was funny to play that there because you know the like there were like techie guys there who were like, "This is our song."
You can have a moment.
It was funny. It was a weird crowd of like clothing too. I was like. You know,
it sounds
like,
eclectic.
But wouldn't you dress like a little cute knowing it's a Paris Hilton event?
Yeah.
Like, some people were in like straight up like golf outfits. Like,
yeah, see, you know, they're coming straight from their golf business meetings.
Yeah. Anyway, it was funny. And I want a razor. I'm like, I tagged them in a bunch of Instagrams. Like, I wasn't paid or anything, but I was like, maybe if I tag them, they'll be like, what's your address? You forgot your hot pink razor. And I'll be like, you're right. I did.
No, you know, the way that I love a goodie bag at one of those events, I mean,
at least
give us something.
Give me a little bag. At the end of the night, this is the end of the night. We didn't stay till the end of the night, but I left with Jordan. We were walking back to go to Williamsburg and we walk outside and some guy in all black is there. And I go, excuse me, sir, we're looking to find our razors. I'm like, accidentally, where's my goodie bag? And he like starts laughing and then he points to Jordan and goes, I follow you on Instagram. And I was like, well, now we got a connection.
Come on now. Here we go.
I was like, and she really wants that razor and you follow her. And he was like, I just work for the production team. I don't have anything to do with Motorola. I was like, okay, never mind.
You know, these people are just trying to get a check and that's about it.
I can't believe they wouldn't give you guys razors.
There were a lot of like people there who I felt like photographer and like, you know, I was one of the only like, not only, but like there weren't many comedy creators that I know that were there. Right. And I was sort of like, yeah, that would be a great marketing thing. Get all these fucking creators who make content to play with the razor.
Exactly.
How do you not?
Because in a room that's really loud, they had them on display and I took like photos with them. But this is the best. There were people walking around with them like on trays, almost like it was like food. But you were like, oh, it's the phone.
And but you're just
like,
supposed to play
like,
with them.
You could take a selfie with it. And so we did a selfie and then we were like, can we airdrop this to ourselves? And she goes, airdrop only works for Android. And I was like, and then Jordan goes, can I text it to myself? And she's like, I don't know if you can from this phone. And we were like, okay, then that was fun. Like,
what do you do with that?
Yeah. Motorola. I have some notes. I think everyone should have gotten the razor. Okay. If you're not going to pay people, which is fine. You paid for Paris Hilton. That's a huge get.
Yeah. Right. But like all of our budget went
then
to that.
Then I think like if you could pay for Paris Hilton and this other amazing magician who like made razors like appear and disappear and shit. I was like, you should at least give people the goods, you know?
Something. Or maybe even just like a blow up razor. I don't know. Just a goodie bag of something.
There was a group of guys and they were all in like polos. And I was like, they work for Motorola. And someone goes, okay, everybody take out your phones. Oh, because in the magic show, we had to do something with our calculators, right? So everyone's like, take out your phones. And the guy goes, which one? And I was like, fuck you, man. I see you with your fucking razor.
What a dad joke, though. Let me just say.
It was funny.
I would have slapped him beside the head.
I probably would shoot a lot on it. Honestly, I'd use it as a camera.
Is it a better camera? Sometimes the Androids or anything
they
else besides
cameras.
iPhone is
I don't know. You know
cameras.
What I liked that I saw? When you shoot, like when you're shooting like like selfie, it also displays like on the back. So you could like flip it and like see your, I don't know. It was a very, there's two sided screens. Listen to me. Like I fucking work for Motorola.
Wait a minute.
They didn't she's give me shit. Them. They gave me a, I had a Perrier.
She's plugging it like she's working them. Yeah, I had a slider.
Let's be honest. It's going to take a lot for people to make the switch.
It really will, which is why I was like, you have a room full of people making content on phones. Fucking give them a phone.
The phone that cost you probably 80 cents to make in Indonesia or wherever.
Anywho. Got that sad. Yeah. So we've got Razor Girl Summer. We've also got Rat Girl Summer.
Razor, Rat Girl, Raw Dog. Stop.
There's our title.
There's our title, bitch. Yeah. What is, okay, Rat Girl, Rat Boy Summer.
Well, that's what I was familiar with. And it was just the boys that look like rats, right?
Yeah.
And by rats, we don't mean that. We just mean a little bit like Barry Keoghan.
Isn't Barry Cohen? It so sad though that like Keoghan. Women don't get like if you're a little
Keoghan is the Keoghan. Name. Barry
Keoghan.
If you're a little different looking as a woman, like let's say you have like I don't know, like a feature that's just makes you look unique or different, which some actresses I think you know get hired because of their like unique look.
Tilda Swinton,
unique look. But like you know, we don't get a cute name and have it be like Rat Boy Summer. Like, let's put all these like guys who look different. Like, they're actually hot now because they're like in the pack, you know?
Of course.
It's so funny.
I wouldn't go as far to call them Rat Boys. It's just like, you know, they give off maybe like a Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Is that what the Rat Boy is?
No, I don't know. I think it's just like a small face, like lots of hair, like something weird. Small eyes. I don't know. Eats cheese. Who the fuck knows?
Eats cheese.
I made that one up.
We've got Barry Keoghan,
Timothy Chalamet,
Timmy C, from The Bear.
Oh,
Jeremy Allen White. Jaw.
I don't think of him as a rat as much as like a former wrestler, you know, like a high school wrestler who got hot.
He kind of does have a ratty face though.
Yeah,
he's got almost like a bit of a snout.
I could see it. Now, you know? Yes, I do see that.
But like if he were a girl, you'd be like, not cute.
Definitely not. Yeah.
It's so. It's,
as we all know, the rules for men and women.
We got to work fucking twice. I am the razor of humanity. You know what I mean? We got to work twice as hard to get people to be on board with what we're doing. You know, you got to put Botox in your face. Yeah. You got to do all these things, you know, like and men can fucking throw water on their heads and people are like, actually, they're hot.
Wow. I'll agree with some of them, but some of them just don't do it for me.
Yeah.
That's okay. Everybody's got different preferences. But I'm not really about the Rat Boy Summer.
You're not.
No, let them have their moment.
Summer.
So Rat Girl Summer.
Yeah. This is a Hoda. I don't know if Hoda and Jenna coined it or if they picked it up somewhere.
It was with Naz Perez. You know, their social.
Naz. Yeah.
You know Naz?
Yeah. We love Naz. Shout out Naz. I don't know if she listens, but
shout out Naz.
She and I have texted to get lunch for like 2 years. So one day it'll happen.
Sounds like Naz. Yep.
We need a big wig lunch together.
Yeah.
She says we're embracing rodent energy now. Whatever the fuck that means. We're scurrying around the streets, we're nibbling on our little snacks and generally finding ourselves in places we have no business being in. God, there's has
Again,
to be a name
women
for everything.
Have to work really hard, you know. You gotta stick your nose in someone else's business, and people are like, "That's it." Hot girl summer, I think, is just a mindset, and I'm still having a hot girl summer.
Yeah, can we just like stick with one thing? We move too fast.
They're like, "Hot girl summer is so 2023."
Now you have to be a rat and scurry around.
You gotta fucking work harder than a hot girl.
It sounds like a lot of work, to be honest.
Yeah.
She says, go outside, eat and enjoy eating and also kill the cringe and don't overthink.
I'm here for it. Dude, maybe I'm having a rat.
So many rules.
Yeah, to go out and eat?
I could do it, but don't overthink. Kill the cringe. A rat girl drive and whimsy should be leading her through each decision, she explained.
What the fuck does any of this mean?
We have too much time on our hands. But I do embrace scurrying around and eating some random cheese.
I think the summer is, you know what? Have a couple nights where you end up somewhere you didn't plan. I think that's a fun summer, you know?
Yeah.
I think like be looser with the plans, you know, on the weekend kind of, you don't need to have something. I think in the winters we're like, I have this Saturday and this and this and this. Like, you know, go walk around a neighborhood, go find a restaurant, walk in, have dinner and like go get drinks somewhere. Like, just like be free. I think that's what makes summer different than other seasons.
I'm fully invested. We're now in summer now. I think the first day was 2 days ago?
Yeah, like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Thank God. But now Mother Nature was like, you want summer? Here it is.
Yeah, because it's very hot.
We're fully just in the depths of the equator. That's how hot it is.
Yeah, and you know what? I will say some restaurants are really pumping the AC. I just had lunch with a friend and I was like, I'm sorry that my nipples are just like in your in your salad. And he was like, they are. And I can't help but stare. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Are you sure you weren't wearing a Skims bra or it was like really hard nips?
No, I was wearing a white shirt and I came home and Jared's like, I just see your boobs through your shirt. And I was like,
he was turned on immediately. He was turned on.
I didn't wear a bra. And I was like, no, he was like, did you pack yet? We have to leave. I'm like, I changed because I was like, two people have talked about my boobs today, so I changed to come here. I just want you to know that I took.
Why are you now not letting us? What see is the my word? Nips? Suppressing us of your nips?
Just you know what? Sometimes
depriving.
You got to keep
depriving.
Things,
thank you.
Keep them wanting more. You know.
Keep them wanting more during this Rat Girl summer.
You better be subscribing to that YouTube right now to check out my boobs.
If you ain't taking a look over here at these hard
we
nips,
should post this video on Pornhub.
You know what? We really need to boost up our sales. Like, I'm down for it all.
I love that. Wait, can we talk about one other thing that's happening this summer that you brought up? The raw dogging. Can you give the people an explanation of
yes.
raw dogging while flying, right? While flying. Traveling.
Here's what I think. I think it's just clickbait. People want to hear about rodent summer. They want to hear about raw dogging because obviously it sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Raw dogging a flight, which we've talked about, is not using any phones, music, no movies, and you are just staring straight at the screen and you're watching
you
the
sick
flight route.
Boy, you
were. Of course, I thought it was fucking on a plane.
No, that's Mile
that's
High Club.
That's called the Mile High Club.
I know,
Mike.
But we're rebranding eating out this summer as Rat Girl Summer. I figured that, you know.
Raw dogging is
raw
going
dogging.
Back to 1981,
I
where
see.
You go on a plane and you fucking sit there.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you wait, which often happens on which airline do we want to take down today?
I'm going to go with Delta. They broke my bag.
Delta. Just on any Delta, you're just forced to raw dog because the screen's
remember
always broken.
It happened to me when I broke my headphones?
Yes. Jack broke in it. In the hole.
Yeah. And they were like, until a mechanic can like come work on this plane, we can't pull
it out. I
would
be like, get a tweezer and fish out my aux cord.
I was trying the whole time. But so I sort of had to raw dog that flight. That was pretty miserable.
Raw dogging can be utilized in anything. Have you ever raw dogged a flight?
No. Why would I?
I don't know. I think it's
I
just fall
I'll
asleep.
Switch seats. I'll pay. If I'm like, can I just like move? Get me a screen.
I need to not be alone with my own thoughts for 3 hours. Yeah.
Do you remember when flights is going to date us? Do you remember when flights would have like a movie? Like,
dude, oh, you would look over there to the front seats?
Like, no, like they would be like, we're playing this movie today on the flight and the screens would come down from the ceiling.
Oh, they would come down.
And you'd like plug in your headphones and you'd have to like, you'd hope you're a couple seats close to the screen.
Right?
Like, I can't imagine how my parents
would ever see
that. Because
there was one every like 10 seats or something. So if you're the 10th, you're like squinting to see the damn screen.
Yeah, and they'd play one movie and it was like, that's for everyone. That was such a time.
And I really miss it. It was such a communal experience together. You're like all on that flight. And
all
you're
watching,
all
the,
watching
same
the same movie. And usually it was like a Sandra Bullock or like an adventure, kind of like a train.
Yeah,
or
it was like a box office hit of the season or something. And it was like a family movie.
I
know
miss
what?
It.
I don't, but
I miss it just because like
I'm so spoiled. I'm like every plane. I will say this. It's not my favorite airline anymore, but JetBlue, every plane should have the fucking system that JetBlue has where you can watch TV live. So you can tune into a game or the news or whatever. And you can also watch movies. Like we live in a time where that is possible on every flight.
True.
Direct TV.
And you get.
Hello.
Yeah. Direct TV. You get. Service. It's nice. But it does make for, again, so many decisions. Sometimes I kind of just want to be told, like, okay, we're watching this. I don't even have to think right now. I'm going to sit my ass down on this plane. But there's also the option for the movie not working. And then you're raw. Then you're all raw dogging
then you're
together.
Raw dogging. Do you have a movie like that you like to watch on a plane? Is there something you would like watch?
Top three movies. Sometimes their movie selections are just like a little bit off. But I usually go for Crazy Rich Asians.
Such a wait a minute. Yeah,
that one's always on every flight.
Usually go for it.
There's this one scene with Awkwafina that I'm obsessed with when she's like pulling out dresses from her trunk, and I love it. It's very comforting.
I saw it in the movie theater, but I wouldn't go far as to be like that's a movie I watch every plane.
How many times have you seen Crazy Rich Asians?
Well, here's the thing. I never really finish the full movie because I'm just, I go to that part or I find the parts that I love and then I'll go to that. Now, I love to watch other things. I'm not only saying I'm selective to Crazy 15, Rich Asians.
20. What other movies?
Also, anything with like the Jack Nick, Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. It's my favorite movie.
It's just Anna's favorite movie.
It is. Ask Jared, if you say, what is Anna's favorite movie? I guarantee you he'll say Something's Gotta Give.
Really?
Yep.
It's a good movie.
I'm a huge Nancy Meyers head.
Yeah.
I'm a huge.
I mean, who damn isn't?
Yeah.
Nancy Meyers is kind of everybody's mother, everybody's sister, everybody's aunt.
Interior designer. Her movies put you in.
What
a
about
vibe?
A Nancy Meyers summer?
Do you love It's Complicated? Because that's a
good one. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, what is better? I think I actually love It's Complicated better.
Really?
Because Jack Nicholson, I can't see myself boning with, but.
But you see yourself boning Alec Baldwin?
Over Jack Steve Nicholson. Martin? I'm sorry. He has got great hair in that movie, and Jack Nicholson has some tufts of hair.
Steve Martin had the funniest Instagram today. Did any of you see it?
No.
It's just a photo of him, and he's in a hat or whatever, and he goes, I was just in an elevator with people, and they pointed at me, and they go, oh my God. You're wearing a Wordle hat. No clue. Oh, it's Steve Martin. They just fucking loved his hat.
That's crazy.
It was so fun. Just the way he posted it. And I was like, that's so funny because you are so a super funny. Famous person and they liked your hat. They didn't even.
Not even Murders in the Building. That's crazy
so
to me.
Funny.
That's crazy to me. All right, anyway. What are your top three? What are your some selects?
If any flight has Mamma Mia, it's going on.
Wow.
Yeah. I can really rock a Mamma Mia on a flight. It's on like.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada is always a good one.
Yeah.
It's like the movies that if they're on TV, I will always watch them.
Again.
I can watch them on a plane because you know you can watch them over and over again. Any of the Home Alones.
Home Alones.
Forrest Gump. I could do anywhere. I can do any of the Nancy Meyers ones, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia 2.
Throw in the sequel there.
A good rom-com, like I thought you were going to say rom-com. Before Crazy Stupid Love. That's a great plane movie.
Oh my God, it's the best. David Lindhagen. I love that.
It's a good movie.
You know what? What's it called when you start getting so invested in someone else's screen, even though you don't have the sound, but you know the movie, so you're following along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love is one of those movies where I could raw dog across the plane and I'll watch it with them.
Yeah. Wow. She's raw dogging across a plane. Look at that. I love that. Jared will we like to watch a movie together if we're on a long flight. We'll start by watching
that
a movie together.
That is literally so cute and disgusting of you because...
It's like
I've
always
never
been
had
a
that.
Thing where he'll
what
and he's good at he'll be like okay you press play first and I'll like figure it out and he'll like pause and press it so we're like on the same you know so we can watch a movie
you
together.
Stop and start together okay I need to reevaluate my relationships actually
apparently yeah
Mike he's are like, you doing this what the
would you watch a movie with your like lover
in
on a plane
I mean
that
I have
answers it no
well,
he's not.
I haven't been on a plane. In a long time. But
if
also,
there's like a new movie that we didn't get to see that we were like, oh, we were going to see that movie. We should watch it. We'll watch it together.
Yeah. I mean, I think in principle, it's the same as just watching it with somebody at home. No.
Yeah. Except Absolutely. You don't have to take your headphones out.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're watching at the same time. So this way you're not.
No, I love that. I just, I don't think Nick and I have done that maybe one time, but usually he's watching either Succession or The History, something, some crazy Hitler documentary.
Yeah, Hitler. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I'm over here like, can we just watch Devil Wears Prada? God damn.
Well, I'll watch my like my movie next, right. You know, and he can watch like whatever, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark movie he wants.
Sounds right.
Yeah. He's been asking me to go see, what's the new movie out that's... An action-y movie.
The new sci-fi?
Kevin Costner movie?
No, Furiosa.
Oh yeah.
My God. That actually looks kind of good.
Jared's like, can we go see Furiosa? And I'm like, no, but go see it. Like, I literally, yeah. I don't know. I'm just.
That's we have talked about action movies. We're not an action movie.
I'm not an action movie girl.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound. It bothers me.
Oh, in theaters. But then in the comfort of your own home.
Nah, I don't want it.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we talked about, was our go-to action movie.
That I can watch, but that's like sex action, you know, different kind.
It's not like, it's not super action-y.
Yeah.
It's not like
what?
Max. No, but you mean Mad Max is like,
okay.
Every shot is.
I saw Fury Road.
Something blowing up in the desert. Yeah. Fury Road is right.
Fury
Fury Road. I liked it. Obviously, it's like, but it's a total fucking boy movie. Like,
yeah,
you know, ship mm-hmm. blows up in the desert. You know, yeah. 4x4s and
all that jazz.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I guess I don't like boy movies, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that is like a hyper specific, you know.
Like, I don't even like Star Wars.
Okay, but I got really yeah. into Dune.
But Dune is not, yeah, Dune is not quite like.
It was forced on me, but I ended yeah. up liking it.
Okay.
Have you seen, I also wanted to talk about the new movie that Jennifer Lawrence is doing because it's a blending of two worlds.
It's, yeah, it's a little concerning for me actually, considering I've been trying to sell my feature film and we have, it's a horror movie and we kill housewives in it. So I was like, great.
Dude.
This is, it actually hurts my heart to see it because I'm like, there's so premise. Many different projects I've done over the years. And then I see like an A-list celebrity come out with a very similar idea and you're like, well, there goes my yep. shot, but it happens.
But hers is a different premise, right?
I don't know. Isn't it a horror movie with housewives?
No, I don't think it's a horror movie.
Yeah, it is.
What? Okay, we don't have to talk about it then.
We can talk about it.
I didn't know it was a horror movie. I wasn't getting a horror movie vibes.
I thought it was. I just saw it and sent it to my writing partner and I was like, hopefully this won't affect us because we do have a film that's out with some production companies and I'm like, hopefully this won't affect us. This won't affect us. This won't affect us.
Right, right.
I pray, you know, I got to sell that movie. It's a good movie.
And here's to that.
And Jennifer Lawrence's will be good too.
You will absolutely. I have faith in this. You have been writing it. You've been consistent with it. It's a passion project and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure.
Money. I just need some money.
Okay, cool.
Money would be good. Yeah.
Money would be good to make it. Yeah, to make it. All right, we got to take a quick break and then we're going to come wrap this mother up. And we're back and we got to wrap it up soon.
Rap-a-tat-tato.
I was telling Dre, I started the Celine Dion documentary that I have been waiting. I've been waiting for this to come out. My algorithm is Celine Dion. You know what I mean? Like they know.
It's fully aware and it's pushing all the things towards yeah. you.
I love her so much. She's one of those artists I've never seen live and I would like lose my mind seeing her in concert.
We probably got to get on that.
Seeing her live.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she can perform again because the doc is about her illness. And it's like so sad because she's so like, she's just such an artist that's mm-hmm. like, it's her whole life. Mm-hmm. It's she's done it since she's a kid. She's one of the best voices we have had in our generation.
Yeah.
And to see her not be able to sing and like, it's sad. It's really real and sad. And I always find it very interesting when people in their own documentaries, she wears no makeup in her interviews. She's just kind of like
a lot
raw dogging.
People do that.
Yeah.
Raw dogging.
Yeah.
But, and I think, I don't know if that's a choice. I'm sure it is. Cause yeah. I don't think they do anything that's not, you know.
No, it's definitely a choice.
Calculated.
She was like, I just want to be
me.
She's in like a button down and no makeup and she's doing her interviews.
I love that.
And yeah, but it's really sad that like that her voice is literally like what made her an international superstar mm-hmm. and that like this, you know, illness that she had like took over and she hasn't performed in a while, but she's so determined to sing
get back.
Yeah. And she's like, I will be there. I will sing again. And I'm like, damn, if we all could have the like motivation like and Celine Dion.
Seriously.
In the face of an illness, who's like, I will be there again.
The devotion. All yeah. she wants to do is be back on stage, be back singing.
Yeah. And like her husband passed away. She has such positive spirits that you're like, mm-hmm. wow, if only everyone could have that kind of attitude about life. Like,
yeah, we would all be in a much better place.
Yeah. I mean, I know she's had some dark times, but it's like, yeah. it's inspiring. It is to watch it. It's sad. But it's inspiring. And she does this whole bit about shoes, which Evan Ross Katz already, I was like filming it last night. I'm like, this is so funny. Everyone's going to blow this up tomorrow. But like, she's talked about her shoe collection and mm-hmm. her like shoe obsession, like before on like late night shows and shit. And they show her warehouse of her shoes.
It's a warehouse?
It's a warehouse. And she like, it's like costumes and stuff, but she has like a whole big section of shoes.
I'm obsessed.
And she shows the shoes and she's like, I've worn every shoe between a size 6 and a 10. I'll fit into anything if I like the shoe. Like the
really?
Yeah, it's That's so great. Funny. That's it's a really incredible. Funny bit where she's like, you know how many stores I walk into? And I'm like, I want this shoe. And they're like, what size are you? And she's like, what sizes do you have? I'll make it work.
I am now rewiring my brain to do that.
Yeah. She's like, I've worn shoes where my toes are like this. And I've worn shoes where I had to like put in a whole thing. I don't care. That's she's incredible. Like, I don't care. I like the shoe.
That's incredible.
It's so funny. She's so a character. Like, she's so good on camera, you know? I'm like, I know she'll sing again because she believes it. I believe it. But I do think, like, and she sings. She just isn't, like, hitting the notes like fucking Celine Dion notes. But I'm like, she could be an Oscar-winning actress, too. Like, she's that, like, good on camera.
I'm actually shocked that she never really went into movies. Kind of like Lady Gaga has trickled in.
Yeah.
Because she would be an amazing actress, I feel.
Yeah.
Whenever she does those interviews and she just pops into songs.
So funny.
So funny. And I just want to watch it over and over.
She is such a character. The doc is dark, but she is so good. I mean, I haven't finished it yet. I started it because I was like, it's out. Oh, my God. But it was like already 11. And I'm like, there's no way I'm making it through this, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was, I'm excited to finish it. And I love her. I've loved her for so long.
I love her. I mean, just pop on Titanic and... It's a wrap.
Which I didn't realize she didn't even want to do that.
She did what?
That would have been a miss.
It would have been the take they took is a rehearsal. She was like singing. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
They did it in like 40 minutes.
What?
Get out of here.
The biggest song of like our time.
Literally. Sometimes magic is made very.
Dolly Parton wrote Jolene in an hour or something. Like,
yeah.
That's also another wild phenomenon.
These people are prodigies. They are like on another level where it's just like. It just
and I love when they describe it and they're just like, yeah. We kind of just like had this tune. We went with it. Kind of Billie Eilish explains it like this. Mm-hmm. And that it's they're on another level. They're on another wavelength.
Their brains are wired differently.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't think Celine Dion wrote the Titanic song, but like she didn't really want to sing it or something. Right. There's something weird there. Also, you know what's interesting, which is so sad that now that I know this in the doc, I'm not ruining it. It's like kind of in the beginning. But when she talks about how her voice was starting to change when she realized she wasn't. Like was sick or getting sick. They didn't know what was wrong with her at first. You know how she does a lot in her concerts where she points the mic to the audience? She'll be like,
yes.
You know, on the big numbers or whatever, she'll be like this. She was like, I was doing that when I couldn't hit certain notes.
Oh
I was
my God.
Putting the mic at the audience. And she says it in an interview and you're like, oh my God. Like
you would never know.
Yeah. It was, it's wow. Very like she was like talking about the moves she would do when she was scared her voice would crack.
Right.
Which is, and she like stopped concerts sometimes.
Oh
and like,
my God.
It was pretty and wild. You know,
she's such a star performer. She like, the last thing she wants to do is stop the concert.
She said that's harder than doing any show is to cancel a show is harder than doing the show. Cause she's like, doing the show is my job. But canceling it, she's like, people, and then if they see you out in the tabloids and you're out at lunch with your son, they think, oh, she just wanted to have lunch with her son and I paid money to go see a concert that I can't see now. Like it was interesting to hear her like talk about that. Anyway, everyone should watch it because
definitely
I love Celine Dion.
I love that woman.
I know.
She deserves a full on comeback healing. We love her.
I hope she like is going to be in Vegas. I think she is going to be performing again. I hope she's back in Vegas. That's a reason to go and see her.
Yeah. Count me in. I'm putting that. Whatever I need to do, I will be there.
Big time. Listen, we're going to have to do a bonus episode of the Kardashians because Dre is not caught up. But for those who did watch last week's episode, I will say Kourtney giving birth on camera again years later on a different series. It was the whole episode is like Kourtney's birth. And
it was
baby Rocky.
A whole episode for me.
Yeah, it really was. So I can't wait for her to watch it. We'll have to catch up on it. Literally.
And a bonus episode is in our future.
It's in our future.
I'll watch the damn. Yeah. I will watch. I'll watch the episode. I mean, it's about Kourtney. We have to. It's for the content. I'm in it.
It is for
it. Expect it. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. New episodes every Thursday and new YouTube episodes every Friday. We're really trying to get on that schedule.
And say goodbye to this studio and hello to Bigger and Better. Mike, good luck with the move this week.
Thank you, good ladies.
All good energy. Are we getting a new curtain? We no longer will have our black curtain.
I honestly don't know exactly what the room's going to look like yet. We have to kind of figure that out once we get all this shit into the room.
Yeah, totally. But, we got to interior design a little.
There's a brick wall in there that's pretty cool looking.
I love
cool an
exposed brick, Anna.
So we're gonna see what everything looks like.
A little light on that brick. That will look hot.
Yeah. So we're going to see. I mean, like once I get in there, we'll figure it out. But it will look different next week if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
For sure. That's a promise because it has to.
But check us out and go and subscribe online too. You can still listen to us. We're not only a YouTube podcast.
That's right.
We're still
podcasts.
We're still old cast. Old school audio.
Hey. We're still a razor.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Peace
and
love.
Have a rat girl summer. See you next week.
Bye.